Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Mrs. Ya'el Davidowitz, Perek Mem Ches, Chapter 48, Yerushalayim, Source of All Bracha. This perek is the Shir Shel Yom for Monday. Every Yom Sheni, the second day of the week, the Levium would sing this perek with musical accompaniment in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a perek that speaks to the beauty and holiness of Yerushalayim. It's a perek that speaks to a time in the future when Yerushalayim will be completely rebuilt with the Beis HaMikdash at the epicenter. Let's take a peek inside. Pasuk Beis. Gadol Hashem u'mehulal ma'od be'ir Elokeinu har kadsho. Hashem is great and will be abundantly praised when he builds the godly city on his holy mountain. Hashem's greatness is all-encompassing and unchanging, always. However, in the world we currently live, that greatness is not as apparent. In the future, with the coming of Mashiach and the third Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, Hashem will be recognized and praised throughout the world. Hashem's greatness will be clear. Pasuk Gimel, Yifei Nof Misos Kol Haaretz Har Tzion Yarkasei Tzafon Kiryas Melech Rav. The most beautiful and joyful place on earth is Har Tzion, the northern aspect of the king's great city. Yerushalayim is not just a beautiful city, it's a place which connects the physical and the spiritual. The Yavetz HaDorish brings down that Yerushalayim is the ultimate source of all bracha in the world. Bracha flows through Yerushalayim and then emanates outward. Picture the plumbing system in your house. If you go into your kitchen and turn on the sink, you get water from the faucet. Now run the dishwasher. That has water running through it as well. You go to the bathroom and rinse your hands. Again, water flows from the bathroom sink. You throw in a load of laundry and water fills the machine. You take a hot shower, another source of water to enhance your day. Despite all these different access points to water in your house, they all come from one source, the main water line that enters your home from the street. If the water company would shut the valve on that line, you wouldn't have water anywhere. And when they go and reopen that valve, then the bracha of water for your shower, your laundry, and all the sinks in your home will flow in. Bracha flows through Yerushalayim, and the sos, the joy of Yerushalayim, emanates from the Beis HaMikdash, a place where Rashi on this pasuk explains that people would bring karbanos. They would receive kapara through those karbanos, which brings tremendous simcha in its wake. And the karbanos were a conduit to bring bracha, goodness, to the entire world. May we all together be zocha to see the rebuilding of Yerushalayim very soon. And perhaps on the next Yom Sheni, next Monday, we will hear this parak being sung on the steps of the Beis HaMikdash. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'ilui Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Bas Feigel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.